unofficialmills.co.uk.
Star Pupil. Radio 1 Star Pupil.
Right, so it's the last day of Star Pupil for the week. Monday was a girl, Tuesday was a girl, Wednesday was a girl, Thursday was a girl. There is only one band left, it's McFly. There could be one seriously embarrassed 15-year-old boy somewhere. I wanted Guns N' Roses. You know what I mean? That's for Radiohead. I don't really like McFly. I mean, I don't, you know. I like Stargirl, but that's fine. But who and where and why? Let's find out as we shout those immortal words. Where are you, Edith?
Hi, I am in Somerset today. I've got to be quiet because I'm literally stood outside an assembly hall. We're inside a house assembly is taking place for today's guests. Oh. You can hear the teacher in the background is a specialist taking a really boring assembly.
Sounds fascinating.
I'm about to make their day a little bit more exciting, I hope. We got here last night about 11 o'clock, and I'm joined by a special guest today, apart from McFly, who I'll introduce you to in a second. So I think we're going to go in right now and introduce our fifth and final star pupil.
Is Edith around?
I am. Here
I come,
sir.
Just coming through the door.
Good morning, everyone. You're live on Radio 1. How are you? Morning! Hello to Selworthy House at the West Somerset Community College here in Minehead in Somerset. Now, where's Amy?
Amy, is there
Amy, would you like to stand up and come over here?
Just over there.
Amy, you see, registered to be star pupil. So our fifth and final star pupil needs to come out and come on the stage. Hello. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm very good now, anyway.
Congratulations, you're our fifth and final star pupil.
Thank you very much.
How does it feel?
Oh my god, amazing. I'm so nervous.
Now, you all thought that you were having some random school bands performing for you at lunchtime. You're actually having McFly come to the school and perform. Can I just paint a picture? There's three rows of blokes in the front row, Chris. No response at all. However, now, I know that you and your brother, Amy, have already paid tickets for your school disco. What are you expecting from your school disco later?
Well, we thought it was going to be like a little tea time disco with like, I don't know, some local radio DJ.
No. Can I please introduce your DJ for your school disco this evening? It's Mr. Scott Mills!
Hello!
Scott, this is Amy.
Hi, Amy. Nice to see you.
Oh, lots of hugging and kissing going on here. Welcome to Star Pupil.
Hello, everyone.
How are you all? Yeah?
You're a bit quiet.
Is
there anybody out there?
Yeah, no one at all. So, Amy, what's going to happen is we're going to let you get on with lessons this morning, and then we'll be back with McFly this afternoon.
Oh, my God! I'm so excited!
Brilliant! It's the last day, and you've just got the perfect reaction for us.
Oh, my God!
Okay. Scott Mills fan.
All the boys are like,
They're like that. I'm just going to go and speak to one of the boys in the front row, actually. Hello, what's your name?
Dan.
Hiya, Dan. How you doing?
I'm all right,
Dan. You excited about McFly?
Oh, not really.
Okay, then.
Is he excited about Scott Mills?
Dan, are you excited about Scott Mills?
Yeah, Scott.
There we go, perfect.
Good one, Dan.
Wow.
All right, Chris, well, listen, then we'll be back with Joe a little bit later on, and then we're live from 1 o'clock this afternoon with our last guest this afternoon.
Brilliant.
That's our pupil.
Well done. Hello, Scott.
Hello.
Amy can hear you as well, by the way, Chris.
Oh, hello, Amy.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great, thank you very much.
I'm like a proper huge fan, by the way. I want to be a radio DJ one day.
So does Scott Mills.
So if in like 10 years, any of you guys want to quit your job and I can take over, I would not mind.
Okay, I quit.
All right. Okay, yeah, you can do.
Did you buy his book? That's a big question.
I got it for Christmas.
Hooray.
I haven't read it yet. I'm sorry. I'm reading Victoria Beckham's.
Did you download?
Honey to the Bee, though.
She downloaded Honey to the Bee.
Oh, God,
there we
love
go.
You, Amy. Thank you. Amy.
Yeah?
Which one of you, McFly, do you fancy the most?
Well, right, this is going to be quite sad, but we went to see them down in Butlins recently, and me and my three best friends, Hannah, Yaz and Frankie... all got one of McFly each, and I chose Tom.
Right.
Which means you all got one of them each.
Yeah, we're going to marry them. And Hannah got Danny, Frankie got Dougie, and right. Yaz got Harry. So we each have a member.
Okay.
I don't know what you wanted to do with those members, but we'll leave that.
I'm 15, come on.
Yes, Edith Bowman, you dirty girl. Well, Amy, have a great time. The lads are great. You'll have a good laugh with them.
Thank you, okay.
Bye.
It's the final day of Star People. And we are at West Somerset Community College. Do you know what day it is? I said, do you know what day it is? Tell me what day it is. This is Star People. We are at West Somerset Community College this afternoon, as we have been all day, with Amy, our Star People. It's Scott. All right, Chopper.
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm lush, thanks. They love it, don't they?
They're very loud, aren't they? Yeah.
Okay, what we're going to do is bring you our special school disco from the school hall at 5 o'clock tonight. I brought a selection of my favourite tunes. I hope you're going to like them.
Have you bought some white wine with you?
No, it's a school. Also, I think it would be a wasted opportunity, because we're in a school today, to not recreate the magic of High School Musical. Has anyone seen High School Musical? So, you're going to have to really imagine this. It's going to take a lot of your imagination. You're going to have to go right down to the depths of your imagination. I'm going to be basketball ace Troy,
nice.
And Laura's going to be brainy geek Gabriella. You can be Ryan if you like.
I don't think I really want to be Ryan.
And Amy, our Star People, still here, you're right?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
Now, your job was to find me some decent dancers. I just hope you've come up with the goods.
Okay, decent dancers. There's a lot about.
Well, there's look, hands in the air, look. Everyone wants to do it. I thought you'd recruited them already. Like, we're going to be on in about half an hour.
Not yet. I'll have to recruit some. I have to get practicing.
Go on then.
Okay.
Right, bye. Right, you know what it's like. Teachers, yeah, all they do is ask difficult questions, am I right? They want to know what Pythagoras' theorem is, and what's the capital of Peru, and what's the chemical symbol for lead, and why are you talking all the way from my class? They ask questions of that all the time, right? Questions for teachers, isn't it? Well, now, it's time to see how they like it as we play our brand new game from West Somerset Community College. What do they actually know, teachers, huh? Nothing. That's right. It's time to play Beat the Teacher. Here's our theme tune from our house band.
It's Beat the Teacher. It's Beat the Teacher. Come on.
Right, what's the name of your band?
Our band?
Yeah.
McFly.
Oh, yeah, you need to change that. But they're quite good. I'll never catch on. All right, let's meet our contestants. We have a team of pupils from West Somerset College. Amy, our star pupil, come on! And we have James. Hi, James.
All right.
How did you get roped into this?
I'm not quite sure.
Right, okay. You confident?
Yeah, pretty.
Okay. Right, let's meet our teachers. Oh, dear. Right. Hello, Miss Clifford.
Hello.
I came across you earlier in PE, didn't I?
You did, and you wouldn't run cross country in your pants for us.
No, I would not. That's right. I touched a snake instead. Right, good luck. They don't want you to win, but I've got every confidence. Hello, Mr. Shooter.
Hello.
What do you teach, Mr. Shooter?
History.
History. Rubbish. Okay. Right, so we've got our pupils and we've got our teachers for Beat the Teacher, our new quiz. Thanks. Right, okay. Now, instead of buzzers, because we couldn't find them, we've just got some stuff we found in the music room. So you've got a cow bar there. So, James and Amy, our pupils, when you know the answer, do this. And the teachers, Miss Clifford and Mr. Shooter, when you know the answer, just buzz in using this. Amazing. Okay. Right. Are you ready to play? Beat the Teacher. Thanks. Right. Round one is general knowledge. Remember, when you know the answer, just buzz in. Okay? Shaker at the ready for the teachers. Cowbell at the ready for the pupils. Let's go. Round one. Name all four members of McFly. It's the pupils.
Tom, Dougie, Danny and Harry.
Yes. 1 point to the pupils. Okay, next question. Who has Cameron Diaz just split up with? Oh, I think it was the teachers.
Chappers.
Chappers?
Cameron Diaz has just split up with Chappers.
Is that wrong?
Miss Clifford, what are you on about? Right, I can pass it over to the other team.
Justin Timberlake.
It's the correct answer. 2 to the pupils. Name 2 of the people up for eviction in Celebrity Big Brother tonight. Oh, it's the pupils again.
Shilpa and Danielle.
I need... What?
Shilpa and Danielle.
It's wrong. I need... Yes?
Shilpa and Jermaine.
It's wrong. Back to you.
Cleo.
Shilpa and Cleo. 3 for the teachers. Sorry, 3 for the pupils. I'm getting it mixed up. Okay, which Hollyoaks character is in prison and has just had a baby? What?
Becca!
4 to the pupils! Who is married to Preston from The Ordinary Boys? Oh, hang on, I think you got their first teacher.
Chantel.
Oh, yes! Right, so, we've got 4 to the pupils, just 1 to the teachers. Yes! Pupil power! And that was the amazing first general knowledge round of Beat the Teacher. Thanks, house band. It's been an amazing week of Star People as we've been up and down the UK with Edith, visiting actual schools, and today we're at West Somerset Community College. Where Amy, our Star People, goes to school. She was the one that applied and got surprised by Edith this morning. What kind of day have you had?
Oh my God, it's been unbelievable. It's like something out of a, I don't know, a dream or something. You wouldn't believe, when it comes to Monday, you're not going to believe all this happened. It'll be like a distant memory.
Absolutely. Right, okay, listen. It's time for the second and final round of Beat the Teacher. I think this band are quite good. I think they could go far. What do you think? What's your band called again?
We don't know.
Huh? What are you called?
Tom Knowles.
What are you called?
Harry, no. Harry Cameron.
McFly.
Right, brilliant, thanks. Okay. Now it's time for our music round. And our house band, called McFly, will play a tiny bit of a popular song, okay? We've got Mr. Shooter and Miss Clifford on the teacher's team. And we've got James and Amy, our star people, on the pupils' team. Right, so here's the thing, right? You have to tell us what song our house band McFly are playing. If your team doesn't know, I will get the other team to answer, okay? Right, pupils... First, take it away, house band.
a better look at me. I like clubs and I like to scream. I am really sexy, yes, and I Manita. She likes to work hard. She is really cool. Far in love, yeah. Why is it?
Why is it?
God, I don't have a fog
yet. It's the German version.
Manita. You think it was Manita by
Nelly Furtado?
Yeah, that's
what was it. Manita by Nelly Furtado?
It was.
Yes! Okay, so I now make that 5 to the peoples, just 1 to the teachers, you see? They don't know much, do they? Okay, right, it's teacher's turn now. Our house band will play you another track. Let's see if you know what it is. Go.
I'm bringing stuff back.
Right, come on, teachers. Do your best.
Is it Bring the Sexy Back by Justin Timberlake?
Is it Bringing Sexy Back by Justin Timberlake?
It is a sexy back.
Yes! Right. So, oh, the teacher's got a point. Rubbish. Okay, back to the pupils. Okay. Over to our house band, McFly, again. Listen carefully. Let's go. That's kind of helped them a little bit, to be honest. So I'll get them to do the same for you, teachers, to make it fair. What do you think it is?
Time of Your Life by, like, from the Dirty Dancing film.
Oh, that'll do. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah! Right, okay, why is that a fix, teachers? Here's Time of My Life from Dirty Dancing. What's wrong with that?
From that dancing film.
Dirty Dancing, she said.
Oh, we'll let her off.
Ah, see? Don't be such a bad loser, yeah? Right, okay. One more tune. This time for the teachers. Best of luck, Miss Clifford and Mr. Shooter. One more. They're just discussing the house band, what it's going to be. Don't forget, school disco cabinet of five. You're not supposed to help the teachers. Right, okay. What was that, Mr. Shooter? Okay, Miss Clifford and Mr. Shooter want to have a minute. Yes, go for it.
Is it Suspicious Minds by Elvis?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Okay, despite the fact that the audience were singing Heaven, it's not Suspicious Minds by Elvis Presley. So, beat the teacher, the teachers get 2 points, the peoples get 6 points. And that was the amazing new quiz never to be repeated on Radio 1 called Beat the Teacher.
It's Beat the Teacher.
Somebody play a record. Well, you thought Beat the Teacher was top entertainment, viewers. Oh, I tell you, there's more to come. Because I'm about to play the role I was born to do it. It's Troy off of High School Musical. And this is my Gabriella. It's Laura, everybody, off of Laura's Diary. Hello.
Hello.
Now, school disco came up at 5 o'clock. We've got our dancers that Amy, the star pupil, has sorted for us. One's called Tessa. And one is called Francesca. Hello.
Hiya.
How much dancing have you done before now?
For rehearsing?
Yeah, just generally, yeah.
Oh, we dance all the time.
Dance since we were 3.
Yeah.
Oh, right, so you're actually quite good.
Yeah.
Right, could you dance? Oh my God, I've just seen. Right, I'm on the stage, and over in the other side of the assembly hall, I can see loads of dancers. There's about 10 or 11 dancers. We thought this was going to be some kind of Mickey Mouse routine. It's dead professional. And all the pupils are now sat down, ready to watch us. And I'm really scared. Hello, everybody. Right. Let me make this clear. I'm Troy. This is Gabriella. Please, though, don't watch us. Watch the dancers, all right? Because they're going to be a lot better.
High School Musical is a worldwide phenomenon. It's the story of Troy, the popular captain of the basketball team, played improbably by Scott Mills, and Gabriella, the brainy and beautiful member of the academic club. For some reason, that's Laura. We follow them as they break all the rules, reach for the stars, and follow their dreams. They learn about acceptance, teamwork, and being yourself. Get ready. They are quite literally breaking free.
We're soaring, flying. There's not a star in heaven that we can't reach.
If we're trying, so we're breaking free.
You know the world can see us in a way that's different than who we are.
Creating space between us till we're separate hearts.
Your faith, it gives me strength to believe. We're breaking free,
man,
flying. There's not a star in heaven that we can reach. If we're trying, yeah, we're breaking free. Oh, we're breaking free. Can you feel it building? Like a wave the ocean just can't control.
Connected by a feeling, ooh, in our very soul.
Rising till it lifts us up, so everyone can see. We're breaking free,
soaring,
flying. There's not a star in heaven. If we're trying, yeah, we're breaking free.
Oh, running,
climbing, to get to that place, to be all that we can be. Now's the time, so we're breaking free. We're breaking free.
Oh, yeah.
More than hope, more than faith, this is true, this is faith. Together we see it coming. More than you, more than me. Not a want, not a need. Both of us breaking free.
Soaring,
flying.
There's not a star in heaven that we can reach. If we're trying,
yeah, we're breaking free.
We know the world can see us in a way that's different than who we are.
I think I'm going to be sick.